Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Teams. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The charge has been leveled that Jews are in charge of the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests now spreading all over the world, with some making that claim by writing to us here at the comment section or contact form at nationalvanguard.org. One representative writer says, quote, "Aren't the protests being organized and led by Jews, so-called anti-Zionist Jews? I used to fall for the anti-Zionist Jew trick, but no more. There is no such thing as an anti-Zionist Jew. Every racial Jew is in on the Jewish conspiracy. Gentiles have trouble understanding this. After all, there is no shortage of white people or blacks or Mexicans or Chinese, etc., who are willing to sell out their own race for fame, money, sex, etc. It just does not happen with the Jews. Their racial strategy demands absolute racial loyalty. Because they operate by conspiracy in small numbers, if a single Jew breaks ranks, it is a mortal threat to the survival of the Jewish race. Throughout history, every time Gentiles have trusted a Jew to be on their side, they have gotten burned. The Jews are leading the opposition to themselves. Woe to any well-meaning Gentile who is foolish enough to show up at one of these protests' traps." Close quote. To which I replied, quote, "I am sure there are Jews among the protesters, and some may indeed be leaders and organizers, as you correctly point out, and probably they are overrepresented there, as they are in every important endeavor. That is just expected behavior from them. I'm sure they'd like to guide the outrage against their murderous behavior into more or less harmless channels. But I think it's a huge mistake to say the outrage isn't real, or that Jews are running the whole protest operation. The outrage is real, and I know for certain that it's been building for decades among many, many non-Jews, including a pretty good number of whites. And I'm delighted to see it, even among people who otherwise oppose us or even hate us. I'd say that awareness of the realities of Jewish power varies among whites. On average, it varies linearly with their distance from conservative Christian areas." Close quote. To which I'd add today that the commenter has a lot of things right. Jews tend to be much more racially loyal than we whites. It's bred into them, genetically and culturally. The cultural part is obvious, with lavishly funded Jewish camps and schools and universities and media and even their own entire race-based state, all devoted to the eternal survival of Jews and to hell with everyone else. The genetic part of the equation is more subtle. Very few prominent Jews have publicly fought against the Jewish power structure. But I do believe that some of these have been sincere and done real damage to the Jews' agenda. Benjamin Friedman was certainly one. There are others, surely dozens, but the percentage of Jewish defectors is microscopically small when compared with the gigantic number of whites who have sold out their race and who openly fight against white interests. And the existence of some Jews who rebel against their own leadership's racial agenda, of a few Jews with a conscience, is natural when you consider that Jews are a mixed race. Modern DNA analysis tells us that they have around 60% Middle Eastern and around 40% European DNA. And the particular strain of Middle Eastern DNA possessed by Jews contains, I think, something very special, not contained in the gene patterns of other Middle Easterners, something that compels them to infiltrate, parasitize, and subvert Gentile societies and remake them into what might be called zombie societies that serve Jews and which no longer serve their own peoples, and something that makes them especially adept at deception in a way that we don't see in any other people on this planet. So, by the chance interaction of gene combinations in a mixed race, some Jews are going to think and feel more like whites than like Jews. But here's the really interesting part. Many such Jews with a conscience tend to fall away from the Jewish people, cease identifying as Jews, and cease teaching their offspring to so identify. They then blend in with the host population. Thus, the gene patterns that make for a European-like conscience are gradually being eliminated from the Jewish gene pool, leaving a higher and higher concentration of Jews without a conscience, to whom carpet bombing of apartments, hospitals, and daycare centers is just fine, to whom genocide is just dandy, and to whom deception, stealing from, killing, and lying to non-Jews is simply a way of life, and indeed the essence of virtue. This, I think, is a partial explanation of what makes Jews so different from any other people. Other races may have developed subpopulations, such as gypsies or Irish travelers, in which the nomadic infiltrator and deceiver mentality comes to the fore, but never for so long and with such malevolent and intelligent intensity as with the Jews. So back to the recent protests against the Israeli war on Gaza. To what extent are they led by Jews themselves? It's impossible to get detailed information on this, but I have watched hundreds of news reports on these protests, both from the controlled media owned by Jews, from alternative small media, and from foreign sources not linked to the Washington-Tel Aviv axis. Not once have I seen a Jew presented as a top leader of an encampment. A participant, yes. A leader, no. And this, despite the fact that the anti-Israel protesters appear extremely eager to prove they aren't anti-Semitic by highlighting and headlining every Jew they can. They remind me of the pathetic remnants of pro-Confederate heritage groups in the American South, or conservative groups anywhere in America, who are insanely aggressive in pointing out again and again, it seems like every 5 seconds or so, see, we have black members, so we are not racists. See, we have Latino members, so we are not racists. See, we have an interracial couple who was married in our church, so we are not racists, and the like. And I am sure that Jews are overrepresented in these encampments. I would never deny that. Jews make sure that they push their way into every social ferment that matters. That's just what they do. And I am sure that not all of these are Jews with a conscience. Some are intelligence gatherers. Some are skilled influencers who will subtly derail and redirect the protesters into channels that are as harmless as possible for Jews. And some really are Jews who oppose their leadership. But to assert that the entire movement is Jewish in origin is, I think, preposterous. The Jewish power structure's arguably largest and most important, or perhaps second largest and most important project, is Israel. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does expose Israel's horrific crimes. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does seriously undermine support for Israel in the white nations, without whose support Israel will most surely fail. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does show the Jews as they really are, uncaring bastards, conscienceless rats, murderous thugs, outrageous liars, genocidal maniacs, 100 times worse than the way they portray quote-unquote evil Nazis in their own Hollywood productions. No, these anti-Israel protests are not a Jewish creation. They are the Jews' second worst nightmare, which could easily lead to their very worst nightmare, complete exposure and justice that might well be just a bit vengeful for all the wrongs they have done to every single people on this globe. The word is indeed getting out on a mass scale. The Jews are our misfortune. As William Pierce, the founder of the National Alliance, once said, in the text version of this broadcast, I'll provide a link to our new sticker saying exactly that. Get them out by the thousands into your community. From the latest National Alliance bulletin, quote, Dr. Pierce didn't coin the phrase. He simply revived it. It was originated by German historian and nationalist political leader Heinrich von Treitschke in 1880, and later appeared on every page of politician and publisher Julius Streicher's Der Stürmer newspaper for years during the time of National Socialist struggle and triumph. Close quote. Back in 2001, Dr. Pierce said this on the 144-year-old misfortune meme, quote, I think it's time for us to orchestrate our exposure of the Jewish media. I think it's about time for the public, lemmings and all, to begin hearing a uniform charge against them, a uniform statement of our opposition to them. How about this? The Jews are our misfortune. That's simple, and it's true, and it's easy to remember. Repeat after me. The Jews are our misfortune. Let's use that statement. Let's let everyone hear it. Let's impress it on everyone's consciousness. The Jews are our misfortune. Of course, when I say the Jews are our misfortune, I'm not talking only about the Jewish media bosses. I'm not talking only about the Jews at the top who formulate and direct the propaganda line against Gentile society. I'm talking about the whole tribe. And I believe that message comes across in the statement, the Jews are our misfortune. And what can possibly compensate on our balance sheet for what the Jewish news media are doing in their deliberate, calculated distortion of the picture of the world seen by the American public? It is a picture which has been designed to confuse white Americans, to undermine their self-confidence, to induce feelings of racial guilt in them. Just one example, the systematic suppression of the news of black crimes against white people and the exaggeration of the news of every white crime against non-whites is not a fluke. It is done routinely by all of the Jewish news media, by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine, by CNN and ABC News and CBS News and NBC News and all the rest. And interracial crime is just one issue. The relations between the sexes, immigration, the foreign relations of the United States with the rest of the world, especially in the Middle East, and 100 other important issues are similarly distorted in their portrayal by the media. This deliberate distortion of the public's view of the world has done irreparable damage to the American system of government and to American society. And again, the distortion has been deliberate, planned, systematic, and intended to do harm to us. No number of funny Jewish comedians or successful Jewish entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley or on Wall Street or clever Jewish medical researchers can compensate for this harm. When we look at the balance sheet, the conclusion is clear beyond any doubt. The Jews are our misfortune. It's way past time for us to accept this conclusion, to overcome our fears of being labeled anti-Semitic for accepting this conclusion, to brush aside these fears which have been instilled in us by the propaganda of the mass media, and then to begin working to improve our fortunes. Close quote. Let's take advantage of the partial awakening of millions of people to the Jewish problem. Let's especially help to further awaken our own people now that world events are showing everyone such stark evidence that we've been right all along about the evil tribe.
Yeah.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for May 6th to May 11th, 2024. Support independent journalism. Become a paid supporter via our Substack, Odyssey, or website, and gain access to the full versions of our exclusive audio editions just like these. Today's story. A white old Miss student was kicked from his fraternity after defending Israel. Oxford, Mississippi. A white frat bro who felt compelled to mock and heckle a female black leftist at the University of Mississippi last week to preserve Israel's interests has officially been expelled from his fraternity following a viral video on social media. The young man, whose identity is being withheld by the Justice Report, now faces threats and possible expulsion from the school even after conservative influencers promoted his actions as a patriotic gesture in defiance of anti-Zionist rhetoric quickly fomenting on college campuses. The incident began last week during ongoing pro-Palestine demonstrations at the University of Mississippi, commonly referred to as Ole Miss. Quickly labeled a Zionist frat bro, a viral video of the student, who can be seen wearing a blue shirt and making racially charged gestures towards a visually obese black leftist, quickly sparked a national debate over campus confrontations. On Sunday, however, the leadership of the student's fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, announced in a statement that it had officially cut ties with the student over what it believes to be acts of overt racism. Additionally, Ole Miss announced that it was launching a probe into the student's behavior and is investigating at least one. Some say the student will likely be expelled for his reckless display if sufficient evidence is gathered. Multiple students, including the individual wearing the blue shirt, were quickly doxxed by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People on Instagram, which showcased photo collages of those believed to have made racist comments in the video. The institutional crackdown on white frat bros confronting pro-Palestine demonstrators came amid a quick and concentrated effort by Republican politicians and social media influencers to lionize them for their ill-advised efforts. At the height of the short-lived pro-Israel frat bro craze, video clips of the incident at Ole Miss and another frat-related act of defiance at the University of North Carolina were featured in a Trump 2024 campaign ad. The move, however, was dismissed by some as a cheap way to lull conservative fence-sitters into supporting Israel, namely by offering an avenue to rhetorically own their liberal counterparts. The reason? To shore up support during an unprecedented domestic crisis for the regime in Tel Aviv.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 8, 2024. Today's story. A Jewish Hollywood screenwriter is busted in a live-streamed pedophile sting. Los Angeles, California. A famous Hollywood screenwriter, credited for writing numerous blockbusters like Space Jam, Trading Places, and Kindergarten Cop, was busted allegedly trying to meet a 15-year-old girl for sex. The alarming confrontation was captured by professional live streamers Vitaly and Bradley Martin, who caught the exact moments the Hollywood creative fled from questioning. The video, now seen by millions of users worldwide on X, formerly Twitter, depicts a gray-haired and visibly Jewish man attempting to dodge scrutiny as he sits next to a young white decoy. When a physically imposing Bradley Martin questions him, the Jewish man, who used the name Boris but was later identified as 74-year-old Hollywood screenwriter Herschel Allen Weingrod, admits he met the girl knowing she was only 15 years old. "You're having a piece of pizza with a 15-year-old?" asked Martin. "I messaged her, she was 23 on a dating site," said Weingrod. "We've just been talking and flirting, but it's not a big deal," he continued, timidly downplaying the encounter. When confronted with the age the girl actually provided and text messages to prove it, Weingrod becomes anxious and attempts to force his way out of the conversation. He can then be seen fleeing down the street from the group of live streamers, eventually tagged by clouds of pink and blue smoke shot from an unknown device. A prestigious London Film School graduate, Weingrod has been cited as the brilliant mind behind numerous Hollywood blockbusters, beloved by American movie fans. Some of the work attributed to him include 1983's Trading Places, 1985's Brewster's Millions, the classic 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger film Kindergarten Cop, and the runaway box office hit Space Jam in 1996. Online, the outrageous video sparked a discussion surrounding the moral degeneracy of Hollywood power figures like Weingrod. Others highlighted his Jewish ancestry as a factor not to be overlooked. Another Jewish pedophile, shocking, said ex-Twitter user Enora Vishingnik. Is this the anti-Semitic attacks they've been talking about? Said another. Wow, I sure hope he doesn't have a passport to somewhere known for harboring pedos, said another user, hinting towards the embattled Jewish state of Israel.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 9, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the execution-style murder of two white parents over a basketball hoop, Wellington, Florida. A black man was arrested for the brutal execution-style murder of his two white neighbors on Saturday, leaving behind four children without a mom and dad. The suspect was a celebrated black airline mechanic now being referred to as a, quote, sweet man, who allegedly shot in self-defense. According to reports, 63-year-old Norman Scott is now facing first-degree murder charges for the gunshot murder of Tara Marie and Taylor Glenn Jones, two white parents living next door in Wellington's posh Black Diamond neighborhood. Investigators said the shooting took place Saturday evening and may have been motivated by a petty dispute over a basketball hoop in the neighbor's property line. An eyewitness claimed that when he was attempting to render aid to the victims, Scott came outside and confessed to the crime, saying, "Don't worry, I shot them both." Scott was said to have told the witness that the shooting initially stemmed from an argument with his neighbors over the property. He then called 911 and confessed to authorities that he shot both white parents in self-defense after they attacked him, investigators said. Security camera footage proved differently, however. An arrest report said neither of the victims were observed behaving in an aggressive manner or displaying any form of threatening behavior in front of Scott. The video surveillance evidence unequivocally establishes the shooting was completely malicious and unprovoked, read the arrest report. Both were shot a total of three times. For the murder of both Taylor and Tara Jones, Scott is currently being held without bail and faces two counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. According to local real estate websites, Wellington's Black Diamond area is described as an opulent, gated community whose residents earn over six figures on average. Featuring private lake access and a 24-hour manned security post, the looming specter of black violence still found a way to creep into this majority-white enclave and take with it two devoted parents. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles and enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
Exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
The Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney DeJohn Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden, DOJ Attorney Michael Dreeben, and Special Counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes, he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas. The president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity. As Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 2 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and is therefore unconstitutional.
Congress has proven one thing over the years, the fact that it is a creeping theater of tyranny.
This institution is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. It's kabuki theater. What was established today was a new precedent, something that had never taken place in this chamber in the history of our republic. What the Senate Democrats decided to do with a simple majority was to bulldoze 200 years of precedent that said something very simple, that this chamber would honor our constitutional obligation and conduct a trial.
Following the impeachment shutdown on the Senate floor, our hijacked Congress went into overdrive.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
$300 million for Ukraine border security and zero for an invaded United States border. While our national debt hits $35 trillion, billions upon billions of dollars the United States doesn't have was sent to be washed under the guise of foreign interests, looting the treasury of a dying currency that may have lost its last chance to begin patching up the gaping holes of U.S. national security. Would the real Ukraine please stand up so Americans can see what they're paying for?
There's just no question about that. I mean, you have fierce fighting in a number of locations around the country. You mentioned Chernobyl. Russian forces quickly overtaking that area. We understand they are still in control. The other thing that went down today that was of huge importance was...
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
And I have something that you're really gonna like.
Yeah.
This is the official tally of the vote.
Yes, I see.
For the supplemental aid.
Yes.
And look at that vote. 73%.
Yes. Thank you so much. 73.
That's a good vote.
Good, good. Very good.
These names that voted no are all that remain of those that recognize the limitations of our constitutional republic.
A bipartisan majority has been working for months to get this aid across the finish line, and after so long, we finally are at the threshold. Any further delays will waste time we do not have, that our allies do not have. That's exactly what this motion is. We need to get this bill passed ASAP.
Mr. President, we just heard the astounding claim that it would be, quote, a waste of time to allow individual senators to come here and do what they were elected to do, which is to offer improvements to pending legislation. We're not a rubber stamp for the House. We're not a rubber stamp for either party's leadership in either chamber. We're United States senators, and we should be able to vote as such. If you support a fair and open amendment process, if you want to improve the bill, you should support my motion to table. This will not create the post-apocalyptic hellscape that those in leadership would have us believe will ensue. There will not be dogs and cats living together in the streets, nothing out of the book of Revelations. We will just find ourselves in a position of being able to do our job.
The House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles. You know, this package is literally an investment, not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security.
America, we must build a device to hold these scumbags accountable. If Congress wants to game the system, then the American people will use that game against them. There are millions of us. Ask yourself, how easy would it be to unleash lawfare on the sitting ducks in the country club in Washington, D.C. every time they vote on legislation that corrodes our founding principles and endangers our national security? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.